Well, hello, Words for Change. It's Lionel here. I'm reaching out to you from the very heart of our shared journey in inspiration and transformation. As you know, our mission since day one has been to empower, inspire, and enlighten people as they go through the transitory stages of life. And together, we've helped countless of people through exploration and spiritual growth and personal growth. With our stories, our questions, our interviews, we've grown together. Every story, every lesson, every word has been a step toward a better selves, in a better world. In order for us to continue bringing transformation, inspiration to you, we need your support. By sponsoring Words for Change, you're not just contributing to a podcast, but you're fueling a movement, and a movement that's touching so many people. Your sponsorship ensures that we keep bringing our voice, our stories, our interviews, and our teachings to inspire positive change. For our listeners who've been with us from the very start, and those who've just tuned in, consider subscribing. It's a small step toward a giant leap of faith for our Words of Change community. Each subscription brings us closer to inspiring more people and creating positive change in the world. In that spirit, think of sponsoring or subscribing, not just by supporting us, but you're also investing in fueling inspiration and direction in the world. Every penny, every click, every share means that we're reaching our goals. So let's keep the momentum going as a change agent in the world. Let's continue to be the change that we want to see. Let our words, our actions, and our contribution speak far and wide. You can go to our Patreon page in the show notes, click the link, make a donation even on a monthly basis or one-time donation. Every penny counts. Every penny helps us to reach our goal. So thank you for your integral support of our journey as we move toward making the world a better place.
We have made of this world a neighborhood, and yet we have not had the ethical commitment to make of it a brotherhood. Somehow and in some way, we've got to do this. We must all learn to live together as brothers, or we will all perish together as fools. We are tied together in the single garment of destiny, caught in an inescapable network of mutuality. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly.
Well, hello, welcome to the Words for Change podcast. I am your host, Lionel. Today, we're going to dive into the heart of our religious season with a special episode on the religious importance of Christmas and how its profound message can inspire us all to engage in social justice work in our local communities, which I believe is vitally important. So let's check this out as we move forward. Well, let's get into it and think about Christmas. Christmas is a time of joy. It's a time of reflecting. It's not just about glittering lights and gifts under the tree, although those things are important. It's about celebrating a deep-rooted Christian theology, which I would argue for every time. It's about commemorating the birth of Jesus. It's a figure that is synonymous. Christ is synonymous with love, compassion, and most importantly, change, right? In the Gospel of Luke, for instance, the birth of Christ is a story of humility and simplicity, right? So it is Jesus born in a manger. Jesus's beginnings were far from royalty. His humble beginnings is a powerful reminder of the importance of embracing simplicity and prioritizing human connection over material wealth, which is also vitally important. So when we think about the Christmas story, we're also teaching us about the inclusivity and diversity, right? Think about the shepherds. First to hear Jesus's birth, they were considered the lowly in their society. Yet they were chosen by God as ones who were to receive the good news. This is part of the story. This part of the story, it urges us to value every member in our society, irrespective of their social status. So here again, right out the gate in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is focusing in, or the gospel rather, is focusing in on the importance of every member in society, irrespective of their social status. Now, let's relate these teachings to our present day. Social justice, as I like to say, it is not about, you know, just taking one thing from one group of people and giving it to another, although some would make that argument. Rather, social justice is about ensuring equality and fairness in our society. It's given us a better opportunity and a better understanding during this time of Christmas to reflect on how we can contribute to a better society. Jesus's message of love, for instance, and service to others, especially the marginalized people, is a clarion call for us to act, to do something, to be disciples. That's vitally important, a part of our Christian witness that is far missing in many of our churches today. Most people are simply content with going to church instead of becoming the church. So our goal with Words for Change podcast and this message is to get people to be the church in the world. In our local communities today, there are numerous ways that we can embody the spirit of Christmas, like volunteering, participating in food drives, participating in mission opportunities. Not just participating, but giving. Giving is a vital part of how people in the world experience kindness. I believe that kindness goes forth as people participate in giving. That's the way, right? You can serve and do actionable works, but you can also give. There are a lot of people who are unable. Matter of fact, there are people who are listening to me now, they're unable to participate physically, but you can give. You can always do something to show your support, and I think that's fantastic. So it's simply extending a hand of friendship, extending a hand of love and care to someone in need. These acts of kindness are the essence of what Jesus taught. Vitally important. So as we gather with our families and friends during Christmas, let us think about the story of Jesus. Let's think about Jesus's birth. Let's consider what it means. How can we, like the shepherds who spread the good news of Jesus's birth, become messengers of hope and change in our community? Right? Perhaps this is by advocating for homeless, fighting for rights of the marginalized, or supporting local charities. These things are part of how the world becomes a better place, and it is a perfect opportunity to practice discipleship. If you are discontent with the church, or you're discontent with what you see in the religious sphere in America in particular today, this is your opportunity to do better. This is my opportunity to do better. This is when we begin taking the message of Christmas, Christmas, for instance, and we begin being disciples instead of just talking or reading about discipleship. I believe this is how the world changes. This is what makes the world a better place. And this is the message of Christmas. The message of Christmas is empowering. It empowers us to see beyond our individual needs and consider the well-being of our community as a whole. So remember, change starts with a single step. It doesn't have to be a grandiose move. It doesn't have to change the world overnight. But small, consistent actions can create a ripple effect of change. And that's what I'm all about. More importantly, this is a clarion call to you. Change begins with you. As you begin to change, then the world begins to change around you. So this is a short podcast, but as we finish up today, my goal here, I just want to reiterate that my goal was to get you to think about this concept of Christmas. You can gather people around the table before you open gifts even. That's a tradition in our family. And we talk about the meaning of Christmas, that it's not just about the presents that are put underneath the tree. It is about, what is the deeper message here? What is God saying to our world through Christmas? Right? What does the gifts mean? What does it mean to be a selfless person? That our lives are not just about the material things that we receive under the tree, but we have a different purpose. The kids who are listening, the children, they have a deeper purpose in life. I grew up during a time that we didn't have an opportunity to celebrate Christmas in this way. And not only did we not have the opportunity, we just simply did not have the resources. I didn't celebrate birthdays. I didn't understand any of these significant experiences, messages that really help shape and develop us into people that we need to become, who give back to the world. So now that I'm older now, obviously have kids and a few grandkids as well, I understand the importance of these things. And now my goal was to teach my children, and then they would teach their children, and then they would teach their children. So it's a ripple effect of change. It starts with you deciding to make a change. So as we conclude, I want to invite you to reflect on the message of Christmas, and hopefully it can inspire you to make a difference. Think about the areas in your community where you can participate and spread love. Again, justice is not about taking from one and giving to another. It's about teaching us how to be selfless people. So everyone, thank you so much for listening to the Words for Change podcast family. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I hope that you found today's special episode inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Sign up for our email list that's in the show notes for more thought-provoking content. That's what we're all about. I want you to think, and I want you to do. I want you to be, but I want you to do as well. I want you to be a better person. I want your communities to be better as a result of your presence. So the link is in the description below. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a season filled with compassion, love, and positive change. So until 2024, we're signing out. This is our last podcast for 2023. But until 2024, until next time, 2024, keep spreading kindness, fighting for truth, being a disciple of Christ. And remember, change starts with you. Signing off, and Happy New Year. Peace.